Ticketmaster.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
UAW members hoping the end is near for the GM strike, that is. General Motors CEO Mary Barra and President Mark Royce are now in contract talks with top union officials, and that's giving hope to striking workers that a new contract could be coming soon. Yesterday's bargaining session, the second time that Barra has been at the table in the past week. The strike by the UAW is in its fifth week, and GM has lost over $1 billion as a result of that work stoppage. AMC Theaters has a new streaming service. The nation's leading movie theater is now going to offer the streaming service for members of its loyalty program. Now, members of the AMC Stubs program can access about 2,000 films from every major studio to rent or buy and watch at home. The company says it hopes to add films from AMC networks by the end of this year. There are about 20 million AMC Stubs members at last check. Howie Kendrick of the Washington Nationals being named the MVP of the National League Championship Series. Kendrick notching 5 hits in that series, including 4 doubles and driving in 4 runs while scoring himself 4 times. The 36-year-old, the third oldest player in history to win the National League Most Valuable Player, the Nationals beating St. Louis in 4 straight to now be heading to the World Series. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former U.S.-Ukraine envoy Kurt Volker, who testified exclusively last week behind closed doors as part of the impeachment inquiry, is back on Capitol Hill. A surprise follow-up deposition, again, behind closed doors. And a former senior advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Michael McKinley, is also being deposed behind closed doors. Pompeo and Vice President Mike Pence are heading to Turkey, hoping to get a ceasefire in the Turkish invasion of northern Syria, which has been targeting the Kurds, who'd been fighting with U.S. forces to rid the region of ISIS.
It's precisely the reason we're headed there today, to try and take down that set of risks, most importantly for the United States, to ensure that the work that has been done to reduce the risk to the American people, which after all is our first and foremost priority, to reduce the risk to the American people, is fully addressed.
He was speaking on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders getting endorsed by some progressives, expected to formally endorse Sanders during a rally this upcoming Saturday. The Vermont senator is also getting the endorsement of Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. Hispanics will be the largest voting minority in 2020 for the first time ever. That's according to the Pew Research Center, which is reporting that a record 32 million Hispanic Americans will be eligible to vote next year. That's up from 27.3 million in 2016. Mrs. Doubtfire coming to Broadway? A new musical based on the classic 90s movie starring Robin Williams will open at the Stephen Sondheim Theater next spring.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I have my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor, and I am a licensed professional counselor. I've been in the field of counseling for about 35 years, and I have been in private practice for 19. I've been bringing you Counselor's Chat for about 9 years, and basically it is to provide some education around good mental health, to encourage people who are struggling with mental health issues to seek out some counseling help, and also to remove the stigma around mental health and getting into counseling, because I think We all need some counseling at some time in our lives. And even if it's just sort of a mental health checkup, I think is something that I would like to promote a little bit. I say that on occasion. Anyway, my topic today is information overload and how it affects our mental health. I know for me, I am overloaded with information and obligations and work. And I don't just mean my private practice, I just even in my personal life. And so I do oftentimes feel overloaded, overwhelmed, overburdened, overcooked, really tired, exhausted, and not sleepy tired, just drained, weary is what I say. And I think for me, I have my private practice, so I run a business, I do this, I have other involvements that pertain to professional associations that I'm involved in, involved in my church choir. I'm involved in taking care of my home, my family, and my mother, which I've been doing both my parents, my dad's deceased now, for about 12 years. And believe me, I'm tired. But with all of this is the information. So my mom, we moved her from one assisted living program to another due to cost. And I went to the post office. See, this is information overload. Went to the post office. It should be easy. That's my downfall. It should be easy. I'd like to change address, please. She gave me a packet. In the packet, she said, there's a card. Fill out the card and return it to me. So I filled out the card. I handed it to her. And she said, I'd like to see some identification. I said, okay. Well, I kind of understand. I could be, Joe anybody and having somebody else's mail sent to me. I don't know why I'd want to do that. I mean, why would I want to get somebody else's bills? But whatever. I guess because it would have information, credit card information. And I mean, I get it. So anyway, she said, you got to go to that door over there. So I went to the door, explained the situation. I had my mother's ID. I had all kinds of things. I said, I have power of attorney. He said, you need to have the paperwork. I was there 20 minutes. And he said, oh, she's going from one assisted living to another. I said, yes. Go. Oh, they have to do it. They have to do it. Okay. So I've been to both assisted living programs. Luckily, they're only about 2 miles apart. So far, nobody's changed the address. So I went online today, and I changed it online. I don't know what's going to happen with that. And I had to pay $1 to do that. Just to get an ad. This is just to get an address change. Okay, another little piece of information overload for me. So my mom got the newspaper at program A. She wants the newspaper at program B. We pay for it. I call to change delivery. Well, I happen to get the same paper at my home. Well, they stopped delivering at my home and started to deliver my paper to the old assisted living. The old paper that my mother got still went to her assisted living. I'm not getting a paper. She's not getting a paper. Now I'm getting a paper every day. I don't know if my mother's getting a paper yet. Okay. I'm calling this information overload, and there's a lot more. Okay. And I'm going to just do one other thing. So for some reason, I was not getting my text messages, no. I wasn't getting the voicemail from calls on my phone. So I called AT&T, spent a good hour and a half on the phone with them. We figured it out. So we thought, hung up. No, that wasn't right. Came to Flemington, saw some clients, went to the AT&T store, looked at it, was in there. I probably stood in line and waited for about half an hour. Anyway, finally talked to someone. We looked at it, whatever. She said, oh, no, this is what I... I'm like, oh, okay, that's great. Thought we figured it out. No, didn't figure. Got home, called AT&T again, was on the phone another 2 hours. They rebooted this. They did that. They did the other thing. Nope, didn't happen. I had a meeting in Northern New Jersey, so I passed the Bridgewater Common Mall, went to another AT&T store, walked in, the guy said, oh, you have such, and he fixed it. Information overload is the way I look at that, because it's too much. Some of it, okay, so information overload takes place when we're exposed to too much irrelevant information. All of that was to me irrelevant. It was, I need to make a change, I need to get my phone working, and I need to get the paper mailed in a different... I don't necessarily see the problem. Now, on top of that, okay, we have Facebook, LinkedIn, we have Twitter, we have emails, texting, Messenger, Alignable, which is a new one. We have Outlook. We have Microsoft. We have iPhones, iPads, Samsung, Galaxy. We have TVs. We have bombarded with news. We have XM radio. We have a bazillion channels. We have way too much. Seeing a client, she was in a car accident, asked if I would submit to her the insurance company that her car insurance has. What a dog and bony show that has been. Information overload. So, recent research suggests that the human brain is capable of storing as much information as the entire internet. Interesting. More precisely, a petabyte of information. I have no idea what that means. Do you? I have no idea. Furthermore, researchers have discovered that a brain cell uses 26 different ways to encode information. 26 different ways. But while this ability makes us feel as if we have superpowers, researchers believe that too much information puts our brain's health in danger. So, information overload. Too much going in. Too much. It's too much. Here, how about the smart cars driving themselves? You know, do I, you know, it's no longer just turn the air conditioning on. Now you have this and you got the remote, and I have so many remotes and the Wi-Fi and the... We needed to buy a new television. Oh my gosh, the stuff on this new television. And then the sound isn't very good on the new TV. So yeah, now you have to buy a sound bar. Well, how do you do that? And where does that hook up? And I'm a therapist. So technology is not my thing. Now, some people love this stuff. The neurons in our brain get overloaded with data, numbers, deadlines, targets to be met, projects to complete, simple, useless details. Useless details. Sometimes people ask me a question about something and I have information. And they're like, how do you have so much information? Part of it, being a therapist, I need to have access to healthcare issues, dietary issues, spiritual issues, cognitive behavioral issues, relationship issues, emotional issues, trauma issues, addiction issues, unnecessary information, overuse can ultimately destroy some cells. How's that? Brain freeze. Consequently, stressed and overloaded brain is at high risk of dementia. Isn't that fun to know? Also, some other neurodegenerative disorders, such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. Not a good thing. Here's a little bit of information. So there are studies that say aluminum contributes to Alzheimer's. Well, we cook in pots and pans that for some are aluminum. We wrap our food in aluminum foil. We line our trays with aluminum. We take aluminum and put it on our grill and cook our food that way. We have aluminum in our underarm deodorant. Aluminum is in many things. You see this? This probably is not stainless steel. It's probably aluminum. Aluminum is on our phone. Aluminum, silver, all of those things. These things contribute to Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, aluminum. Aluminum cans. We don't use lead. And we don't use tin. Now we use aluminum. Well, they're finding that's not the greatest thing either. Information overload. I need to take a little commercial break. I'm going to talk a little bit about some other symptoms. Symptoms of information overload. Now that I've told you about overload. I'll be back in just a moment with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's program. And I am talking about information overload and its effect on our mental health. So I just gave you some of my own personal information overload and other things, too, that overload us. We are now in, you know, we went from an agricultural, I mean, we went from hunter-gatherer to agriculture to industry. Industry was short-lived, even though we still have some industrial, I mean, we need industry. But now we're in technology. And technology is moving so fast. Fast. You know, in my lifetime, it's like my grandparents' lifetime. They went from candlelight to and carts and horses and to, you know, cars and a man on the moon. Like information overload. And I went from, you know, cars and what to now self-driving cars and going to Mars and microchips this big. And, you know, we had a room when I started. There was a room probably as big as this office that was the computer. And then I was in customer service. And then there were five of us, and we each had our monitor, but it was connected to that huge. Now, are you kidding me? Look. Computer. It's crazy. Information overload. But it causes side effects. It causes things like increased blood pressure because we're stressed. It causes low mood or low energy. What does that mean? I don't really want to do anything. I'm overwhelmed. One more thing. The straw that broke the camel's back. Yesterday, in my office, I have some hand cream next to my desk, and I want to put a little bit on my hand, next to my chair, and it squirted out not the bottom where I wanted to, you know, but at the top where it's all crimped. I said to my client, I said, this is the thing that makes you go crazy. You know, it's the straw that broke the camel's back. That's because the camel is overloaded. So decrease in cognitive performance, which ultimately affects your decision-making skills. I've got so much going. And I'm going to use a menu. You go to a New Jersey diner. I got to say a New Jersey diner because I may have two people watching. Anyway, from New Jersey. You go to a New Jersey diner. You get this thing that's about this big. Pages, small print, pages, insert, piece over here with daily specials. Then they come and they tell you daily and then there's the blackboard over there with the daily specials. Information overload. I don't know. What am I going to get? I'll get a hamburger. It's too much to choose from. Can't remember. I know for me, when I get overwhelmed, my speech gets confused. So I say things funny. I say funny words. Chocolate chip cookies is now become a family staple. That means chocolate chip cookies. And that comes from being tired, having information overload. Finding it difficult to concentrate. I got to get this done. I got to get that done. I'm over here. I'm really scattered. I know for me, when I get really to that overload point, my kitchen turns into a disaster. My desk is an explosion of paper. The kitchen and cabinets are open. My closet doesn't get closed. The clothes that need to get put away get piled up. I look around, and what I see on the outside is a good indication of what's going on the inside. Difficulty to concentrate. Here. Impaired vision. Sometimes we can get sort of tunnel vision. I get really focused, or I'm just scattered. I miss things. I didn't see it. Car accidents happen because of overload. I didn't see that car coming. Diminished productivity. And again, it's just if I have to do one more thing. And so I may just say I'm not doing anything. It's difficult to get a task completed because there's so many things. A strong compulsion to check emails, apps, voicemails, etc. I'm always checking. Something happened, something going on. Is there information I need to know? Did I miss somebody? Did somebody contact me? I spent a good 2 hours yesterday sending emails to people, letting them know that my mom has a new address. I didn't have everybody's in, creating a sort of like a, it took me like 2 hours. Diminished productivity because I was doing all of this when there's so many other things that I could have been doing. Insomnia. So, again, I know I have information overload. So, yes, sleep has been difficult. Last night, the night before, I got 9 hours. Last night, I probably got about 4.5 hours. I woke up at 5:30. My husband's alarm started going off at 6. So I got up. I needed more sleep. Vivid dreams. Well, yes, you can have vivid dreams. And sometimes they're very convoluted and distorted. Can be in color, black and white. Vivid. I wake up remembering. Oh, that's a crazy dream. And tiredness. Absolutely. In addition, we can be anxious. Got to get this done. Have a deadline. Need to get that done. Did I do that right? Is that complete? When do I need? Do I have time to make that phone call? So, you know, what if I don't get this? What if the money isn't in the bank? What if this doesn't happen? When is somebody going to change the mailing address? Anxious. That leads to the tiredness. That leads to the insomnia. Overstressed. I'm going to say not to mention the things like the cortisol and the weight gain. And then we have depression. Feeling overwhelmed, okay, information overload. Oh, I just can't do this. I'm depressed. I'm so lack motivation. I'm just overwhelmed. So, those are some of the effects. I am going to throw in if it can affect our self-esteem, because I may have a belief system that I should be able to get it all done. I don't get it all done. What's wrong with me? I feel incapable, incompetent, low self-esteem. I'm going to take another little commercial break, and I'm going to come back and talk about what in the world do we do about it. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I've got my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor. I'm a licensed professional counselor. If you would like to find out more about my practice, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.com. That's Altarol, A-L-T-A-R-O-L-L, counselor, O-R, all one word, .com. Yes, it used to be a .net, now it's a .com. My cell phone, my office number is 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. I do a lot of work with people who are struggling with addiction somewhere in their lives, either personally, a spouse, a child, a parent, a sibling, an aunt, an uncle. It's probably 90% of what I do. I also work with people struggling with depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder. I do couples counseling. So a pretty wide variety. That's just to name a few things. If you go on my website, you can see a little bit more about what I do. I don't keep a waiting list, so if you are looking to get into counseling, please give me a call. Again, 908-237-2899, please make sure you leave a message and a phone number. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. And lastly, getting back to my show. So, that's what it was. Follow me on Counselor's Chat. That's on Facebook. You could also find me on LinkedIn under Ruth Altamura-Roll. So Counselor's Chat is the show. You can go and scroll through and see past shows. You can even see them on my webpage. So information overload, and I think we all struggle with it. Our brains have, even though our brains are magnificently built, as I said, what did they call it? I'm not going to even see. A petabyte of information? More information than the entire internet? That's incredible. Our brains are magnificent. But, as I said, it's only been in the past 110 years or so, where we have been so incredibly bombarded with information and technology that our brains and our bodies are not set up to deal with these things in a healthy way. So the information, the technology, may actually contribute to some of the Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's. It's an interesting study. Because we are flooded. We are flooded with cortisol. We are flooded with adrenaline. We are flooded with hormones and neurotransmitters. And we're sparking like this in the brain all the time. And it trickles down through our whole body. So it's so important to have some information on how to let it go. Because we talk so much about getting diet and exercise. And I am all for diet and exercise. We do not promote good mental health. This doesn't just mean drugs and alcohol, depression, anxiety, the whole list that I just gave you. It also means the information overload. What are we doing? So it's important to filter the information. I have gotten stuck on Facebook. You know, they show a little clip, and then it shows another clip, and then it shows something else, and then there's a little piece of this, and then there's a little information on that. And you could spend an hour just doing this stuff, right? Well, you may need to say, wait a minute, what am I doing? I'm putting my time into these little tidbits of information. I don't think I need this right now. Let me stop. Let me ignore it. It might be irrelevant. Maybe I watch the news all the time. I turn it off. Watch a little bit. Maybe I don't need to watch the gossip show or the talk show or the Judge Jeanine show. Just need to chill out. I'm not going to read the newspaper online. So what I need to do is I also then need to select sources. Where am I going to get information? What works for me, and small tidbits. Like my husband sends me articles all the time. I don't have time to read articles. That's nice. I read the headline. That's nice. That's nice. I might read the first two paragraphs, and it's gone. I can't do it. So select sources, select how much time, filter things out, ignore things that are irrelevant to you. Don't need it. Set limits. How much time are you going to spend on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter? How much time? Some people spend lots of time on social media. It's not necessary. It really isn't necessary. I run a business. I promote my show on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Sometimes I promote it on LinkedIn and a couple other places, if I remember. I can't say I do it perfectly, and it's okay. I'm okay with that. I don't go back and re-promote like some people may do that. I don't go and see how many people liked the show today and how many people are following me, and it doesn't matter. Like I said, I may only have two people watching today. I don't know. So setting limits, how much time you're spending on things, how much time you're on the phone, making phone calls, at work. Are you in front of a computer all day? Do you go home and they go on computer? I mean, your phone is a computer. I mean, you're still looking at a screen. If I'm looking at a computer screen, if I'm looking at an iPad screen, I'm looking at a telephone screen, if I'm looking at my TV screen, they're all the same. So set limits. Prioritize your activities. So you may need to schedule how to do things. Do things that require your attention first, like cooking a meal, getting laundry done. Depends on if you really need socks. Finish the things that are most important first. Maybe it's like today's due day for a bill. Well, make sure I get that paid. Letting things go. Do I really have to run the vacuum today? Can I wait on something? We live in a society that deadline, 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 deadline. Does it really have to? Is it that important? Is it a life and death situation? I don't know. Choose who you're going to have conversations with and choose your conversation. So sometimes talking with some people can leave us emotionally drained. So we've got people where, talking to this person, I'm just exhausted. Talking to this person, I feel good. Talking to this person, I feel energized. So we either have a drain on our energy, an equal exchange, or we gather energy from other people. Now, if you're an introvert, conversations will probably, in general, be draining. Not always, but more so than not. If you're an extrovert, then you always get energy from conversations. It's pretty rare that it's raining. However, it really is important to keep things as simple as possible. Sometimes we get too many details, so we don't need all those details. I'm going to say my husband, if he's listening, he tends to do that. He'll say something like, oh, I have a meeting, and then he goes into all these details, and I'm like, well, what's the date? Like, what day are you doing this? Like, I don't need to, he's like, oh, and I got to go, and I got to set up, and then I'm whatever, and I got to make sure I've got the handouts, and I got to get the tent, and I'm going to go here, and I'm going to go, well, I don't, that all of that stuff, that's part of your job. What time are you coming home? That's really the only thing I asked. So sometimes too many details. And I probably do the same thing. I'm not going to say he does that on his, by himself. I probably give too many details at times too. So we have to remember that our time and our energy are limited. And so the more details, unnecessary details that we give, then draining ourselves and overloading again ourselves. Learning how to say no. So it may be that you're feeling overwhelmed. You might need to say no and say we're going to take a little downtime. Maybe work at being a little bit more efficient. You may not end up with the results that you expect, but it's okay. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say I've had enough. It's okay to say I'm feeling overwhelmed and overloaded. It's okay. Because I didn't even use the word burnout. We're using the word overload. The old term is burnout. Same thing. So, overstimulation in young people's brain, and in our brains too, can also contribute to things like, because it's increased stress and cortisol and all that, stroke, heart attack. So we really need to, again, stop and think about how much we worry, and that the worry itself is overstimulating. There's four really important things that we do to help our brain. Make sure we hydrate, so make sure you're drinking enough water. Get some physical activity, which is also meditative in nature, such as walking. Make sure you get some good sleep and get some fresh air. So the indoor air, especially if it doesn't circulate, even if it circulates through the furnace and the air conditioning system, even if you have a filter, it's not the same as fresh air. Open a window, go outside, take a walk, go look at a garden. Best thing you can do. One of the things that I love is as the weather gets warmer, summer, in the fall, is going for a walk in my garden. 5-10 minutes, it's not that much. But it's just such a relief. The house I used to live in had a wraparound porch. I just loved going and sitting on that porch and having my coffee in the morning. I have a deck now, and I have lots of oak trees with, currently they're called missile acorns. Boy, those things are coming down hard and heavy. So I think it's like sort of like putting my life in danger, going sitting out on the deck and having that and the stink bugs. So anyway, that's the overload. Okay, so now I think something that used to, you know, give me pleasure, it's like, I can't do that. So, but I have my garden, and I walk in my garden. Spending some alone time, absolutely important. Turn off your phone. Turn off your electronics. Turn it off. Be alone. Quiet time. We don't need to bombard ourselves. Let our brain readjust. Let our brain heal from all of that stuff that it gets bombarded with. Sit in your car. Go for a walk. Don't turn your radio on. Be in silence. Do some meditation. Meditation is about getting your brain quiet, calming down. Anyway, I've reached the end of Counselor's Chat, and if you are interested, please go on Counselor's Chat on Facebook, and you can follow me there, see other shows that I've done. Follow me, go to my webpage, Altarol, www.altarolcounselor.com. And I will not be here next week. I am going on a much-needed vacation. So I will see you in 2 weeks. And in the meantime, I wish you all good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former U.S.-Ukraine envoy Kurt Volker, who testified exclusively last week behind closed doors as part of the impeachment inquiry, is back on Capitol Hill. A surprise follow-up deposition, again, behind